wave on the 10, 15, 20, sorry, electrical half wave, because to choose my words correctly, on 10, 15, 12, 18, all the way down to 40 meters. And the antenna works fine on 10, 12, and 21 and 28. If you take the top section off, which is the top loading coil, or which should be the trap for 20 and 10, 10 megahertz, it works on 20 meters. But if you put it back on again, it doesn't work on 20, 10 megahertz and 7 megahertz. It just refuses to work. I've taken the traps apart. I checked the electrical continuity. And I just cannot get this thing to work. And I've been scratching my head and looking at it. Something so simple. It's literally two coils inside a tube, which is the capacitance and a connection. I'm just wondering whether it's one of those things that shows a DC low impedance, but in fact, the RF, it's probably something dodgy. I've just got no idea. I'm scratching my head here trying to figure it out. But anyway, with that, right round to you, Martin, FKK, and sounds like an interesting week. I understand something about, I think you said, Martin, up in it, that you were planning a climbing holiday. Was that with Chris? I'm not too sure. That sounds pretty good. Round to you, Martin, and South London this evening, and hello, Mel, if you're listening as well. 24FKK. I didn't do reports, did I? Do? Yes, I did. SDG 55, Martin ZMH was 5-7, and FKK was about 10 over 9. And I worked at Brian, G8DTQ, and Mike G3TWJ yesterday as a Golf X-Ray Zero Sierra Charlie Romeo. Got a scout there for Girl Guides Thinking Day on 28 megs, so I was really pleased to work there. G4FKK in the group, this is this is KL7 stroke G4DMA.
Yeah, fine flow, G4FKK,